We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
My love.
Yeah.
There's only you.
It is Valentine's Day, right?
I love love.
Special Valentine's Day second date update.
Oh, I feel like there's so much extra pressure on this one.
Hopefully it ends very poorly.
No,
that would make my Valentine's Day wonderful. We're about to talk to Dylan right now. Dylan emailed us about a girl named Nikki. Dylan, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, how are you? Happy Valentine's
Day. I'm all right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I feel like he needs to talk in a softer voice.
Dylan, happy Valentine's Day.
Jubal.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, Dylan.
I'm not going to stop until you say it back to me, Dylan. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, all right.
There it is, Dylan.
Dylan, why don't you tell us about the girl that you want us to call for you?
Her name is Nikki. Mm-hmm. We've known each other for... It's been like 10 years now. We met in college.
Oh.
She's just an awesome, awesome girl. We got along really well, and just over the past 10 years, you know, there's always been, I think, something between us, but it's one of those situations where she's always dating someone or I'm dating someone, and recently she broke up with the guy that she had been seeing, or I guess he dumped her. So this is the first time, and I guess in recent memory, where we're both single, and I just feel like it's the right time to sort of make my move, because it's been hanging out now for the last 10 years, and it's always been something that I've wanted, so might as well go for it, you know?
You want to pick up that rebound.
Yeah. Get her while she's vulnerable. Dylan, are you saying that you didn't go on a date with her yet? This is going to be the first time you've talked to her about your feelings?
So it's kind of strange, because like I said, we're friends, and we hang out with a group of friends, and we took her out to sort of raise her spirits, and that night we just sort of walked off, the two of us, and we had a couple of drinks, and she just said, you know, I really just want to find somebody that I can create a life with, and somebody who's a good friend as well as, like, you know, a partner, like a romantic partner.
Right.
Wow.
And so I wasn't sure if she was giving me sort of a signal, like, you know, make your move or don't, but I felt like it was sort of her way of saying, like, yeah, I think I feel the same way that you do.
So you feel like she might have been hinting at the fact that she has an attraction to you too?
Yeah, I mean, she's known that we've been friends for a long time, and I sense it, and I'm sure she senses that there's an attraction there between the two of us. It's not a one-sided thing. So yeah, I think she was sort of inviting this.
Okay. Did you go ahead then, or did you not go ahead? Like, in that moment, did you take that moment to kiss her? It sounds perfect.
No, I didn't kiss her. You know, I wanted to, but we were also there to cheer her up. She had just broken up with somebody, and I don't want to seem like, want to be just like a quick rebound sort of thing. It's a little more special.
At a party for her to feel better from being broken up with. Might not be the best time if you like want a long relationship with this girl to try to swoop in there. Yeah. Maybe ask her for like a legit date and talk to her about it, than just being like, yeah, forget about that guy. Yeah. Let's do this. It's like being at a funeral and just being like, hey, we should get out of this place, shouldn't we?
Being at a funeral. Nobody died.
I like that Jubal is promoting being a gentleman right now.
I know.
Right? And Brooke's like, so do it. Kiss
him. You should just jump on her right there.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, and in the picture.
Wait, are you wanting our help to like make this declaration of love and ask her out on a date?
Yeah, I'd like to do something kind of special, you know, so.
Oh, we should totally do it.
On Valentine's Day.
Nope, we're not going to do it.
Yes,
what?
We
Come
are.
On,
we just talked to this guy for 4 minutes to not do it. What do you guys think? All right, hey, Dylan, we're going to call her right after this, all right? We're going to play a song, come back, and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
It is a special Valentine's Day second date update. I figure we should start that with the most romantic song ever written.
Oh, yeah?
I don't trust you.
If I was your boy, that's right. The beautiful tones of one Justin Bieber is going to get us into this part of the second date update. Because Dylan wants to call his friend Nikki and ask if he can be her boyfriend.
Don't play this music.
Dylan, how long have you known Nikki?
10 years.
10 years. She recently broke up with a longtime boyfriend. They hung out like in a group of friends the other night at her post-breakup party when everybody got together to make her feel good. Dylan says that they went off into the corner and talked, and she was giving him a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that she knows that he's into her, too. So he wants us to call her right now and sort of break the news that he wants to date her.
You know, it's been 10 years, and this is the first time I'm saying this, so I'm a little nervous about it.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't worry about it, because it usually doesn't complicate things. So,
you felt this way for longer than just the other night, right?
She's always been on my radar, and I have just realized in the last, like, year and a half that she's somebody who I could really see being with.
Yeah.
You know?
And now is the perfect timing.
God, I hope it works out. Please
she's battered and broken. And,
and it's a really, like, low-key, not stressful day.
Yeah.
You know, no pressure.
Not on Valentine's Day. This is, everything's aligning for you right now.
Yeah, and on the radio.
Dylan. Okay. Here we go. You ready to call her?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go.
Good luck, Dylan.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Nikki, please?
This is Nikki.
Nikki, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's creepy.
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning on Movin' 92.5. How are you?
I'm fine. This is the radio?
Yes. I'm calling because I wanted to talk to you for a second about a friend of yours named Dylan. You know Dylan, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, Dylan has been a friend of yours for how long? Like 10 years?
10 or 11 maybe? Yeah.
Ooh. All right. So you guys have been friends for a long time. Dylan recently told us that you went through a breakup. Sorry to hear that.
Okay. This is very personal.
He didn't tell us, like, that's all he said. He didn't give us any of the details. If you want to give me some of the details, I'll listen. But
that's not why we're calling.
He just said that you recently went through a breakup, and he ended up hanging out with you and a bunch of friends the other night. And he said that when you guys were out the other night talking, you were saying how you wanted a boyfriend who was also a good friend and everything else, and he felt like you were giving him signals like you might be interested too. So Dylan wanted us to call you and ask if you would be interested in going out with him.
Dylan wants to take me on a date, like a romantic date?
Yes, most romantic date ever.
Oh my God, tonight?
I don't know when. He just said he wants to take out, but tonight would be perfect. It is Valentine's
it
Day.
Is.
What do you think of Dylan?
He's a great guy.
That sounded like you just sort of slugged him on the shoulder, like, you're a nice buddy.
Well, you're nice.
Yeah, he's like my brother.
Oh, no.
Okay, we don't want to hear that.
Whoa. I am like your brother? Come on, Nikki. Oh.
Dylan?
Yeah, Nikki, that's Dylan. He was on the other line listening. Sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm a little confused because the other night when we were sitting outside and you were talking about you want to date somebody who's a friend, maybe I'm completely wrong, but Nikki, I think you were giving me all the signals to say, like, go for it. That, at least that's what it seemed like to me.
I am so sorry. That is not what I was intending for it to be, like, at all.
So you just, you literally think of Dylan as a brother and not in sexual way or any sort of attractive way at all?
No, not at all. And furthermore, I would feel a little bit uncomfortable dating two people at the same time.
What?
You're dating somebody?
You just broke up with somebody.
Hey, she's going to rebound. Don't mess with her. All right?
Well,
who are you dating?
No, I mean, not seriously, obviously, but Scott just asked me out. Our buddy Scott.
Another friend?
Are you kidding me? Are you serious? When did he ask you out?
Like, yesterday.
What a mother...
Dylan, is Scott a good friend of yours?
I told Scott that I was going to ask you out. Like, this is unreal to me. I confided in him. I told him how I felt about you, and this is what he does. He goes out and asks you out.
Well, this is not how I want a Valentine's
Day. I have no idea. He, to be totally honest, had some stuff to say about you, too. Like, I don't know what you guys have going on between you, but...
Nikki,
clearly you guys need to have this discussion, maybe not on the radio.
Nikki, you're like that hot girl in the group of friends that every single dude wants to date, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe. That'd be great.
Okay.
That's okay.
I haven't been single in a long time. This is all very new for me.
So you're like hanging out with your friends like sharks in a feeding frenzy. Yeah. Wait, so Dylan, you talked to Scott and told him that you wanted to ask Nikki out, and he was like, oh, yeah, you should go for it.
Yeah, he's like, cool, bro, that sounds like... And he even said, he's like, you guys, it seems like there's something there. Like, he recognized it as well.
Dude, that's breaking code.
Like, Nikki, I think you're really awesome, and it's just a little messed up that you would go out with this guy who's talking trash about somebody else, you know? Like, is that really who you want to date?
I know what I just said, but he wasn't being, like, crazy mean. He was just like, you know, we were just talking about everybody. Like, you know, I'm... been spending a lot of time with my friend, and it's been really comforting right now, and he wasn't
Yeah, but
like...
now knowing that I confided in him, and then he goes and backstabs me, like, just think about, look, if you don't have feelings for me, like, granted, that doesn't make me feel great, of course, but think about who you're dating now with this guy. Like, that's just not the road you want to go down.
You're doing the exact same thing to him. Also, how did I get in the middle of this all of a sudden? That is not what I
did. You did it because Dylan was smart enough to call us.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dylan. Hey, Nikki, would love to offer you a date with Dylan, though. We'll pay for it. You're not seriously dating his buddy, Scott, who, frankly, did go behind his back and ask you out. You should think about that. So why don't you go out with Dylan instead? We'll pay for it.
I don't want to be rude. Would you pay for the date with Scott?
Oh, dude,
you did not just say that, Nikki. Oh, I mean,
God.
I understood where you were coming from then.
I don't know Scott, but he sounds like a go-getter, so maybe.
It just sounds like he must be really hot.
Yeah, is Scott hot, Nikki?
Yeah, he's not bad. He's,
Not bad.
He's hotter than Dylan. That's what Nikki's saying.
Oh,
Dylan, do you have anything else to say to Nikki?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I guess it's just... It changes the way that I sort of see you, and I wish that wasn't the case, but it does, so.
Whoa, no! We've been together through everything. You can't end our friendship over this.
You want to still stay friends, Nikki, after all this?
Yeah. I would like to pretend that none of this ever happened, to be totally honest.
Look, I mean, this whole thing with Scott, like,
right.
I just think I need to step away from this circle of people. Like, it's just...
No!
It's just a little weird to me right now.
All I have to say is... I am so glad a successful Valentine's Day second date. Love is grand. Not only a relationship ruined in the romantic sense, but also a friendship gone.
No.
God, I love Valentine's Day.
What have we done?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.